So you've worked your whole life to make your family better, to help your kids out when time comes, to deal with the stuff that needs to be dealt with. And you've worked really hard, and you've worked really hard your whole life. And you've got a couple hundred thousand in the bank, and you got a pension, and everything looks good. And then it happens. It's not supposed to happen to you. You always jogged and you walked and you ate good food, and none of this was supposed to happen to you and your family. It could happen to other families, but not to your family. And all of a sudden it happened. And what happened? Well, what happened was you became frail. You got older. You turned your back, and all of a sudden you went from 50 to 80. And you don't know what happened and how that happened. And your grandpa, who all used to swing you around, can't swing you around anymore. And the issues of aging have caught up with you, and you haven't paid attention to them because you've denied that you're getting older. You've denied that you can't do the things you can't do anymore. You're still going up ladders and cleaning the gutters. You're still driving when you shouldn't be, or whatever it is. And it's going to happen to you, and it's going to happen to me. And it's going to happen to everybody you know and love. And all of a sudden, that $200,000 that was your nest egg that you were going to leave your kids so that their lives would be better is gone in a moment. Spent on 1 year in a nursing home. Nursing homes are $15,000 a month, times 12 months is $180,000 a year. So in 1 year, it's gone. And now, what do you do about the house? Because that's your only other asset. Are you going to have to sell the house? What are you going to have to do? I don't know what you're going to have to do, but you're going to have to do something. And I don't know what your choice is going to be, but you're going to have to do something. And so I don't know what you're going to do. But I know it's going to happen to you because I know it's got, I got eight filing cabinets in my storage room, storage locker, filled with files of people it all happened to. And everybody's in denial about it. I'm so sick of this, folks. Everybody's in denial about what grandma and grandpa yourself is like. It's going to happen to all of us. It's going to happen to you. Now, you can do something about it, or you can sit around with your thumb in your ear, pretending that it's not going to happen, but it's going to, and then you're an idiot. Yeah, well, Bob, you're talking harshly. Yes, I am, because I am so tired of having families walk in here after the fact, after they've lost $100,000, and said, "Is there anything you could do?" And my answer is yes, and I could have saved you the $100,000. Are they going to take my house away? They might. The state has reinstituted estate recovery. If you're in a nursing home on Medi-Cal, when you die, they have a right to claim against your estate, and your estate has a house in it or two houses. They won't take it away, but they'll file a claim, and your kids, instead of that inheritance going to your children, is going to go to the state of California. But the choice is up to you. I mean, it really is truly up to you. What are you going to do about it? How are you going to make decisions about it? How are you going to decide? I don't know. I've given up trying, folks. I really have. I hold workshops, and people come to the workshop, and it's all about the money. It's all about the money. You have some money now. It could be you've saved for a rainy day. Well, guess what? There are 100,000 people in nursing homes, 70 to 100,000 people in nursing homes right now. And they never thought they would be there, and they're all losing their legacy, making the owners of corporate owners of nursing homes wealthy beyond avarice. There's 70 to 100,000 people, 120,000 people in nursing homes, not to count assisted livings, which are 8,000 a month. They're only 100,000 a year. So what are you going to do? You can pay attention to me or not pay attention to me. What I do offer is I've got a webinar. When's my next webinar? My next webinar is on February the, is that right? No, that's not right. I got to look at my calendar and see. It's the first Wednesday of next month, whatever that is. I have a webinar coming up on the first Wednesday of next month. I do workshops on Saturdays. I hold private appointments. You can decide whether you want to get to the private appointment or not. You can decide. It doesn't cost anything. You come in and we sit down and we talk and we figure out a plan so that you don't lose everything that you worked a lifetime for just because at the end of life you were unlucky enough to be in a nursing home. Just because you were unlucky enough to be in a nursing home. Again, just because you were unlucky enough to be in a nursing home. By the way, my next webinar is Wednesday, March the 4th at 6 o'clock. You can sign up for it on my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. You don't have to have a microphone, or all you got to have is have a screen to watch me. And you can ask me questions by chat feature. You have to decide. I can't decide for you. I'm so tired of giving. I've been on the radio 25 years here, KFBK, and every week I give the same spiel, and every week I give the same statistics, and everywhere, and nobody believes it until it happens, and then it's gone. And I can't get it back when it's gone. I can keep it from going, but I can't get it back once it's gone. I can't make it be different. I can't make the documents work that I told you 5 years ago weren't going to work. And all of a sudden, we just didn't ever got around to it. Do your documents reflect not only dying issues, but frailty issues? Do they? Do they? Do you have a plan? Who's going to take care of mom if she starts to go a little, south? Or dad? Dad's walking around the streets in his underwear because he doesn't know to keep his pants on. Who's going to deal with that? Have you had a family conference? I love family conferences. My own family has a family conference every year. Where's all the stuff? Do you know where your mom and dad keep their trust? Do you know what it says? Do you have a copy of it? Do you know where your mom and dad bank, or your grandma and grandpa bank? Do you have access to the bank account? Can you write checks to pay the bills to keep the water and the lights on at the house? Can you? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Do you know what their end of life wishes are? I had a family in here the other day. All they know is they want to be cremated, but they don't know by who. Well, I said, if you drop dead in the house tomorrow, who do they call? Who do the kids call? They know I want to be cremated. Okay, that's good. But who do they call? Who do you want to do? Do you have a prepaid funeral plan? Does it list contingent phone numbers on there? Where do you want to be buried? You want to be buried at sea? Okay, how do they go about? I've done a couple of those for clients. And it's a little bit of work, folks. Yeah, I want my ashes scattered at sea. Well, not only do you have to deal with the mortuary, you got to deal with the boat that's going to go out and scatter your... Who's going to go out on the boat? We don't like talking about this stuff, but I'm going to keep talking about it until my dying breath. And I don't know when that's going to be, but it's becoming more and more frustrating to me that people really don't listen. They pretend. They pretend it's all going to be okay. It's like the chicken that you're about to cut his head off and pluck his feathers thinks that's not going to happen to me until it does. Until it does. What are your thoughts on the issue? I wish this is when I wish there was I was able to do a live radio show, because I'd love to be able to do a live radio show so that we can make sure we're doing all the things that we need to do and that kind of stuff. What are you going to do when you can't do it anymore? What are you going to do? I don't have an answer for you, folks. I really don't have an answer for you. I have an answer for you, but unless you've sat down and developed a plan, I have no answer for you. Get a piece of paper out right now, unless you're driving. Okay, write down the following things. I'll wait a minute until you get the piece of paper out. Don't do this if you're driving. If you had a record feature on your phone, I guess you could do that. But pay attention to the road. Okay, question number one. Do your kids know where your documents are? Yes or no? Do your kids know what they say? Yes or no? Or you can substitute kids for grandkids or my brother or whoever's going to be dealing with this. Actually, I'll start with question number one. Have you decided and empowered somebody to take care of you? And then who is it? And is that person in your documents? What documents do you have? What do they say? Who has copies of them? Who are your heirs? What if one of your heirs doesn't survive you? Then what do you do? What if one of your heirs lives in Greece? And that's the person you're going to have taking care of you. How's that going to work? How's that going to work? I don't know. You have to know. You have to decide. You have to figure it out. I can help you, but you have to come in and spend a little time and a little treasure and hire me. Yes, I cost some money. You have to decide whether it's worthwhile or not. I can't decide that for you. Yes, it'll cost you a little money, but you have to decide who do you want to be in charge of your life and under what circumstances if you can't. Well, Bob, I've named my wife. What if your wife can't do it at the time you need it because she's not feeling doing very well? I love it when a 90-year-old guy comes in with his 88-year-old wife, and we sit there and we talk, and he says, well, my wife will take care of me. Oh, yeah? How's that going to work? Your 88-year-old wife's going to take care of you when you're falling on the floor and you can't get up, and how's she going to get you up? You remember the old commercial? I can't remember what it's called, but I've fallen, and I think it was for a cane or something. I've fallen, and I can't get up. Well, that happens in real life. How many of you have been in a hospital? How many of you have been in a hospital in the last 2 or 3 years? How many of you, either as a patient or as a visitor? How is that person doing? Who's making decisions for that person? That person may not be able to make decisions. I know somebody that had a stroke while they were in the hospital for another reason. The only reason they're still alive today is they were lucky enough to have the stroke inside the hospital. But they didn't go there to have the stroke treated. They went there to have something else treated, and then they had a stroke. What are the odds of that happening? But guess what? It happened. How many of you have had parents or somebody you love die at home of a sudden heart attack or die driving or arrest? You know how many people die at restaurants? Go look it up sometime. Not because of the food, but because we're going to die in all kinds of places and we better be prepared. What if you die on vacation in Italy? You're taking a nice vacation. You're going to go to France and eat some French food. And then you're going to go to, but you die. How are you going to get home? Who's going to be in charge of getting you home? Who do they know who to contact? What if you're just in Minnesota and you die? Because you went back there to visit your kids. But all the stuff is back at the house, in your house. Who knows where your bank accounts are? Your broker? Do the kids know the name of your broker? Mine do. Do they know the name of the funeral home or what you want? I do. My kids do. I'm gonna use the Nautilus Society. They have copies of the cards. I'm not pushing the Nautilus Society. I just happened to know the owner a long time ago, and when it was time, and we bought one, and the kids know where my kids know where that is. Do your kids know what you want? Do you want to be cremated? Do you want to be buried? You want a coffin? You want a paper coffin? You want a wooden coffin? You want a $10,000 ivory covered coffin? I don't know what you want, but somebody has to know all that stuff. You want to be buried in Arizona. Okay. So how do we get the ashes from here to Arizona? And what are you going to do with them? Are you going to scatter them in the desert Well, do you need a permit to do that? Because they're human remains. I don't know. You might want to check in Arizona if that's going to be okay with that. I don't know. There's lots of things I don't know, but I do know that I have answers to all of those things. Do you have answers to all that stuff? Do you know what's going to happen when that happens to you? I hope so. You've got $200,000 in the bank. It could be gone in a minute. It literally could be gone in a minute. Literally. You have to decide what you're going to do and when you're going to do it. And the easiest way to start is just write down my phone number. Write it down. And it's 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. I'm going to give it to you one more time. 800-999-8007. My office is on Watt Avenue here in Sacramento. It's easy to get to from almost any place in the environs. Even from Yuba City, it's only a 40-minute drive. Is it worth 40 minutes of your time to come down from Yuba City or Solano County or somewhere and make sure wherever you're listening to me, or here in Sacramento could be a 5-minute drive. I'm not very far from Del Paso Country Club, if you know where that is. When are you going to be ready? You have $200,000 in the bank and you got $5,000 of income coming in and you're living an okay life. You own your house and all of a sudden, in a moment, it changes. And it doesn't change in a good way. It changes in a staggeringly bad way. What are you going to do? Who's going to make decisions? Do you have a plan? If you don't, you're just dancing through the graveyard. You're just hoping it's all going to work out okay. My dad used to tell a story when he went to Sicily as a boy. They played a prank on him, and the prank was at midnight. They had to go out, and he had to walk up to the gates of the cemetery and rattle a stick across the gates to the cemetery and then run away. Well, what he didn't know and what the other boys knew, he was probably about 14 at the time, is that there were sheep on the other side that they were in the cemetery to keep the grass down. And when he rattled the doors to the cave, 100 sheep woke up and started, and he came running back, and all the other boys were screaming. Well, what's on the other side of the gate for you? Is there a plan, or are there 100 sheep waiting to scare you to death? I've always loved that story expecting nothing, and all of a sudden something happens. Are you prepared for the something? Are you ready for that in your life? Are you prepared for that in your life? Have you prepared your kids for dealing with a dead parent? I'm not making this up. I'm not trying to be ghoulish, but have you prepared? Are your kids prepared to have their grandpa die? Or their grandma die? Do you have pictures? Who's going to be in charge? Who's allowed to visit? In some families, there are people they don't want to visit. They don't want you there, and because of alcohol problems or drug problems or estrangement issues. That happens, I won't say all of my families, but it's more than you think. What happens if it's a second marriage and you have his kids and her kids? If something happens to him, whose kids are going to visit? Are we sure? If something happens to her, whose kids are allowed to come and visit? Do you know? I know, because I know what my documents say. Do your kids know who your doctors are? Do they know who to call? Seriously. Do they know what funeral home to call? Well, or have you just told them, well, we have a funeral plan? Well, what is it, Dad? Well, we just have a funeral plan. We don't like talking about that stuff. Okay, I guess you don't like talking about that stuff. I guess that's okay. But not very wise. Who knows what your funeral plans are and what you want? Who do you want invited? Do you even want anybody invited to your funeral? Who's allowed to come into the nursing home? I took care of a lady years ago, because she had no children, and the attorney asked me to be her power of attorney. And I said yes, because I liked her a lot. But she had a lot of friends who were only interested in her money. And we had to keep them away from the nursing home. Who in your family might you want to keep away if you're in the hospital or the nursing home? And does somebody have the authority to do that in your documents or as part of your plan? If you have a child that's an alcoholic or a drug abuser, do you really want to leave anything to that kid? Might that kid and not be a good idea to do that? Have you thought through that? Or are you just hoping it's all going to work out? I hope it's not the latter. I hope you actually have a plan. I hope you actually think about this. And you've got that $200,000 or $300,000 sitting in the bank or your 401k, and it could be gone in a year. And are you prepared for it to be gone in a year? And then what do you do? The average stay in a nursing home is just about 2 years. That's the average, about 2 years. And that doesn't mean you're well and then go directly to a nursing home. You may be in assisted living for 5 years. And then go into a nursing home for the average time is just under 2 years, and the average cost is about $13,000, $14,000 a month. So are you prepared for that little nest egg that you had to no longer be a nest egg? It's gone. And when one of you dies, one pension gets lost, and one Social Security check gets lost, and all of a sudden people are scrambling around trying to figure out what to do. Are you going to be able to do that? Are you going to be able to manage that? Are your kids going to be able to manage that? I don't know, folks. It's your world. I don't know. But I think it might be a good idea to know and to have a plan. And you can start that by coming in to see me or getting to my webinar on March the 4th. You can sign up on my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com. It'll start at 6 o'clock. First Wednesday of every month, I do a webinar. It's free. You don't have to have a microphone or your camera on. You just have to have a screen so you can see me. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. When are you going to make a difference in your life? When? I don't have an answer for you. You have the answer for you. When are you gonna make a difference in your life? And when are you gonna include your kids in the conversation? And children, when are you gonna start demanding from your parents that they include you in the conversation about end of life issues? Because they're real. They're not make believe. They're real. They're real issues happening to real people, and you should be prepared. I hope you're prepared. 800-999-8007. Well, I just have a couple minutes here left in closing, and I just want to say the following. Tomorrow won't be better. It might not be worse, but it won't necessarily be better. What you're waiting for could be 30 days from now, and you don't know what's going to happen. It might be a year from now, and you don't know when it's going to happen. Life is hard, and frailty is much more difficult than that. And it requires a special kind of thinking and a special kind of planning. It requires you to think out into the future that you don't know and think of scenarios you hope never happen to you, but that happen to people you know and I know every day of the week. You have to decide that. You have to figure out when it's going to happen and when it's not going to happen. And I can't do that for you, but you can do it. You can figure it out if you want to. 800-999-8007 or go to my website, assetsandaging.com. You can sign up for the webinar on the 4th of March at 6 o'clock. You can sign up for workshops or you can sign up for an appointment. and just get into my appointment. It's free. Bring the family, bring the kids, bring everybody. 800-999-8007 or my website, assetsandaging.com. ASSETSANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. Don't wait. You may have tomorrow. You may not have tomorrow. Life is funny that way. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com, ASSETSANDAGING. Well, for Assets and Aging and me, Bob Scrivano, your host here for 25 years, look forward to seeing you at an upcoming webinar or in my office. Do it today, 800-999-8007. Bye-bye.